Hi, welcome to an update on some terrific ways to spend your free time. Now that kids have gone back to school, a good way to get a good bargain is to look for some of the slightly off-peak season holiday ideas, and you might not have to go that far. Recently, I took a few days away and caught the sunshine in Brighton for some amazing deals, and you really could get luxury hotels quite cheap, and it was a great place to explore some of the artist quarters that are just on the beach. There's Two Cats and a Cow gallery that really shows how you can get an unusual space and create something quite magical, and I'm guessing turning a profit at it at the same time. I met some artist friends there too. And there are, of course, the more obvious ways to use your art to make money by drawing the portraits and the caricatures, but they have an art to them too in capturing someone in just a few moments. One of my great finds is a boutique hotel. It's the first time I've stayed in a boutique hotel. I wasn't sure what to expect. And what I really liked about it myself was the comfort. I felt very much at home, but yet it didn't have the Spartan feel that sometimes you get with a bed and breakfast. And not all bed and breakfasts, of course, but this really was a hotel, but it had that same intimacy of a bed and breakfast. So the hotel is called Pellirocco, and it's been started 19 years ago from a great idea to create a rock theme hotel. And it is luxury, the beauty products, the towels, the quality of the location, the food, but it's also edgy, and that is a great combination. There's new art explored and exhibited in the bar area. There's also an eclectic mix of books and vinyls to play and posters, and obviously I don't want to give too much away because I think part of this is a surprise. Depending on which room you get, you might be exploring the wit and humour of Dolly Parton, complete with a blonde-haired model to comb and a tiara to wear. You might be enjoying a free curly-whirly bar as you arrive in a mod inspired room that, obviously being based in Brighton, has big connotations of the film Quadrophenia, and there is of course the famous Quadrophenia Alley. So two things I noted here is that you can bring your creativity to an unusual product, and you know, 19 years ago they weren't doing boutique hotels with such vibrant out there themes, and it still feels edgy today. There's often rock performances in the bar, and it's all very comfortable. The staff are so easy to get on with, and checkout is 12 noon. It's just witty and a great place. But also, that to use an off-peak bargain to go and stay somewhere like this is a big boost to my own creativity, and the fact that someone's invested thought in making their product creative has a knock-on effect to mine too. So I put down my cell phone and wrote some poetry on the beach, and I was highly productive. So that's my tip. Bring your creativity to an unusual product, and also choose some off-peak bargains to boost your creativity. So whatever you're on the lookout for this week, I hope you find something exciting to take your fancy and get to see something new that you haven't seen before, and hopefully put some of your work out there too in a meaningful way that others can enjoy and use for their creativity too. It's one big ecosystem, I think. Wishing you a great week ahead. If you've enjoyed this, do subscribe, do leave a comment, and have a great time.